I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Hey guys, Patrick here again, back in E3 coverage day one of the show floor, and I got something special for y'all this time. I got a chance to check out the new game called The Assembly from InDreams, which is planning to be one of the launch titles for the Oculus Rift and the Morpheus, as well as the Valve VR system. Little disclosure from me, it's only my second time ever playing a VR game, and wow, my first time was playing, you know, a war simulator game, but this, The Assembly, is a first-person adventure game, and it's something else. And I'm joined my good friend David Corliss here. David, what do you do at InDreams?
I am the VP of marketing.
So, David, walk me through what y'all want to accomplish with The Assembly. Obviously, the adventure game has always been a very traditional PC genre. It's always been impactful ever since Myst came out years ago. I've loved them for years. What did y'all want to accomplish with The Assembly and setting out to make a VR game out of it?
I think VR offers us a new chance to for the adventure game to really grow again. I mean, we've seen over the last couple of years that adventure games have started to be hugely popular again, whether it's the Walking Dead series from Telltale Games, Life is Strange recently, Dear Esther and Gone Home, Stanley Parable. You know, all of these games have really shown that there's an incredible appetite out there for strong adventure games. So for us, that was kind of the starting point. And also, adventure games are perfect for VR. You know, the exploration, the looking around, the ability to really immerse yourself into a new world. And that's what VR will allow us to do. And really, you know, one of the things that we found with VR is everyone just wants to have a look around. You know, the first things that they do when they stick on the headset is look around. You know, they don't want to be running around shooting, and so it's perfect. And we came up with this fantastic story for The Assembly about this secret underground scientific organization, and we thought, right, perfect starting point for a great adventure in VR.
And what I notice is how it kind of leads you in softly, you know, treating this as like maybe this is going to be someone's first experience with VR. So, you know, in the first level, you're strapped to a gurney, you're stationary on rails, you have freedom and movement to look all around. And what really struck me is how quickly the uncanny valley set in of like, you know, seeing like the first dead bird you see on the ground. Like, that looks way too much like an actual bird. Like, hold on, let me stare at that a bit some more. And the first person you walk around people. What did y'all want to accomplish with the design direction in terms of like leading people in, and like what do you think is like your final vision? I guess let me rephrase that. You're starting out with like a slow, like, you know, build up, and like what did y'all want to do? What are you working towards? Like, what style of adventure game is The Assembly going to be, if you don't want to give away too much?
So there's a couple of things there. I think you're right about the slow start. You know, you got to be careful in VR. You don't want to just immediately, you know, like the start of a Call of Duty game where it's 100 miles an hour right from the start, as it should be. You know, it's big action set piece. VR, not everyone would have played VR, and you know, you need to allow the brain a little bit of time to adapt to this, you know, this crazy new world that you're seeing around. So we purposefully did a very slow start, just slowly bring them into it. A lot of people have mentioned it reminds them of Half-Life 2 and the, you know, the journey from the start through the start of that game, and that's a lovely compliment. We all love Half-Life, so you know, it's fantastic. So but you have to be careful. You have to make sure that you don't give too much. You're not overloading the senses at the start. And we've been working on VR for 2 years. We've a lot of experiments, a lot of playing around to see what works, and that's one of the big keys for us, was slowly but surely at the start. And then that's where The Assembly being an adventure game works very well. You can bring them in slowly before then allowing them full reign of The Assembly to walk around and to get a better sense of the world.
And what I notice is you have two protagonists you're going to switch between, Cal and what was the woman's name? Cal and Madeline. are they going to differ at all in gameplay style, or are you just going to have like two different perspectives on the same scenario trying to figure out what is going on in the assembly?
Yeah, so not to give away too much of the story, but they will. Cal is the old hand. He's been at the assembly for many years. He's starting to question their motives, and he's starting to question whether it's right that he should be there, whereas Madeline is the new recruit. She's fresh-faced. She's ready to take it all on. And you'll see the differences in the gameplay. So with Cal, he's trying to gather evidence that he can use against the assembly if and when he leaves. Whereas Madeline she's a new recruit. It's her first day, so she's got to go through the initiation process, which is a lot more puzzle based and trying to see just how clever she is, how smart she is, and can she think on her feet. So you'll see between the two different characters, there are very different play styles.
Gotcha. I agree with what you said in terms of the Half-Life sense of, like, you're just thrown into environment. You kind of have to just figure out what's going on from your own point of view. Things kind of unfold in front of you. I noticed, like, you know, I got to level 3. I didn't get very far. I had to stop early. But I noticed, like, it started turning on puzzles. Can you describe, like, what kind of puzzles we can expect?
Yeah, so there'll be different type of puzzles. The one that we've got here, the first one in Chapter 3, which is Madeline's first puzzle, you know, it's... You have to figure out who has who's killed one of the mannequins at the table. It's a bit of a whodunit, and you've got to go through all the evidence, speak to all of the different mannequins at the table, listen to their stories, visit their little rooms, and see what's going on. And through your interactions with these mannequins, looking at the evidence, searching the rooms, you get to figure out which two characters are telling lies, and therefore which two characters murdered, as it were, one of the other mannequins at the table. It sounds quite surreal, probably listening to it on the radio, but when you play it in the game, it all makes perfect sense. So that's very much a cerebral, you know, whodunit, listening to the clues, figuring it all out. Some of the others aren't as cerebral. Some of them are more physics-based puzzles. You'll have things like using different pieces of hardware that you'll find within the, you know, within the assembly. There was one with the microscope, which you may have seen in level 2, where you've got to figure out the type of virus you're looking at. And so there's going to be plenty of puzzles. I don't want to say too much. You've caught me a bit off guard here, because I'll tell you about the whole game. But you'll start to see a huge variety of puzzles. And they've been born out of a lot of experiments that we did in the pre-production phase and what works well in VR. And we just want to make sure that this is a great VR experience that shows a lot of the different aspects of VR to anyone who plays it.
Yeah, and I got to agree. It's definitely looks like I'd recommend anybody, if one checks out VR, check this out. Because, like, again, as we said, it starts out slow. It throws you into an automatically, people are talking, you're interested, you're listening, you want to be involved in the world. But, you know, I very much like what I see. It kind of convinces me I need to go get an Oculus really quickly, because, as you guys said, you're trying to be a launch title. Thanks for showing me the assembly, David. It looks impressive. I wish you best of luck on the game, and have a great race to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.